Welcome back to Farm Talk and News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, along with Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. And I saw the news story, and I'm glad you had put it down in the notes to talk about. Minnesota is changing the rules and making it a little bit more strict for folks to operate a boat in the state. First of all, have you seen the list of changes, and what do you think, and is North Dakota to follow?
Well, and I have seen the list, and this is very relevant whether you're North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, because I'm not going to stick my head in the sand, especially in the hot summertime heading towards the 4th of July. We have a lot of people, and you might live in Devil's Lake or Aberdeen or somewhere even closer than that, and you might find yourself in Minnesota heading to the lakes. Now, I've talked with Minnesota DNR conservation officers quite extensively, and here's what's going on. Is starting July 1st, if you are a boat operator and you were born prior to July 1st of 2004, born after June 3rd. So if you're going to be 21 years of age, you're going to need a boat and water safety certificate in Minnesota, born after June 30th of 2004, and that goes into effect July 1st of this year. Then there's going to be gradual requirements in coming years of 2026, 27, and 28 that are going to make that age go all the way to 1987, and that'll happen in 2028. And here's the take home: is if it doesn't matter if you live in North Dakota or South Dakota, you need to abide by the rules and the regulations of the state that you're going to be in. So the speed limit in North Dakota can be 80, but you get to Minnesota, the speed limit is different. And I cannot stress enough, there are going to be some exemptions, and one of the most beneficial to North Dakota and maybe South Dakota is if you're not a summer-long resident of Minnesota, so if you're there less than 60 days, then you have to adhere to the regulations of the state that you're from. So if you're visiting somebody in Minnesota for just a weekend or anything like that, you don't have to worry as significantly about it. But here's my struggle with this, is the whole goal is to try to get people to be safer out on the water. And I was visiting with a conservation officer, and essentially you could be a youngster from Lisbon, North Dakota, never operated a boat before, and you go to Detroit Lakes on the 4th of July, and if you adhere to North Dakota boat regulations, you can operate that boat at the age of 16 without needing a boat and water safety exam. And our challenge is laws are not made by game wardens and conservation officers. And sometimes you're going to find, and I'm not speaking for Minnesota DNR, but I'm speaking as a former North Dakota game warden, is you sit there and you just shake your head and you go, I understand the intent, but what you're doing is you're putting restrictions on Minnesota boaters that may have grown up on Big Detroit Lake or whatever lake around there. And a North Dakota kid can come to Minnesota and they don't have those restrictions that are going to fall into place. So my point in bringing this up is there are going to be changes in Minnesota, and the intent is to try to make things safer. But as with everything, there's always some loopholes that fall into it, and this is a pretty significant one, Eric.
Okay, I don't know if we've ever really talked about this before. We've always talked about being careful while drinking and that kind of fun stuff while you're out on the lake. But I was reading about BWI, boating while intoxicated.
Yep.
So is it legal to drink, and we'll just go with North Dakota, is it legal to drink in a boat?
It is legal to drink in a boat,
okay,
in open containers in North Dakota.
Okay.
The operator of the boat, our BUI in North Dakota, I'm not a drinker, but I believe if vehicles might be .08, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, but the boat I do know is .10 for boats. So in North Dakota, we don't encourage it. We also don't stick our head in the sand. And we know that does happen. We know people have open containers on boats. We know that people are operating while they're drinking a boat. The scary thing to that about me is the fact that, you know, even without the alcohol, you get out there and you have no stoplights, no lanes. You have wind, you have sun, your vision gets impaired and distorted, your boat is rocking. I mean, it can be a real significant safety risk. But to the letter of the law in North Dakota, yes, you can have an open container on a boat, on a watercraft. You can be drinking as an operator, but you cannot have a blood alcohol that exceeds 0.10. That doesn't mean that you can drive like a maniac, because we also still have, you know, the regulations of prohibited operation. It doesn't mean that you can, be driving your boat, 40 miles an hour and jumping people that are within 50 feet of you, because we do have that. You have to maintain 100 feet plus of any other watercraft that is underway. So, there's some other things that prohibit operation. Just because you're not drunk or under intoxication doesn't mean that you can just go out there and drive like a maniac.
So it's basically whether you're drunk or not, realistically. When I read that first, I envisioned it in my head that here's Eric out there in the boat with the propeller motor handle in one hand, beer in the other. That's illegal. But then there's Eric with fishing pole, boat is parked, anchored, whatever, or I'm drifting, beer in the other hand, that's okay. But you're telling me that you're not really, even if I were driving with the beer, as long as I'm not drunk, I'm okay. Is that right?
Right. So the difference is you're used to having like maybe an open container law where you can't have an open container ball. In boating, you can have an open container, and you can be the operator with an open container. This is North Dakota, but you can't be intoxicated. You can't have a BAC that's above 0.10. And again, to stress the fact that it doesn't mean that you can drive like a maniac and be jumping people's wakes and harassing people that are on water skis and wakeboards and jet skis or anything like that, because there's still the boating equivalent of like an exhibition driving or a care required. There, there's still rules and restrictions that adhere to that to keep people. Again, the scary thing about it is you typically don't see somebody laying out on interstate or laying out on the highway while you're driving. On a lake, somebody could have fallen while they were water skiing or wakeboarding, and the operator or the spotter doesn't see them. And there's other boats that are out there driving. So I still, outside of the restrictions and the limit of the law, we try to encourage people to be safe, because at the same time, you can't legislate and you can't mandate every single, I that's got to be dotted and T that's got to be crossed. Come back to common sense. Like, even if you can legally operate a jet ski, we don't encourage people on the 4th of July to give a 17-year-old and say, hey, go run the jet ski out in the middle of Big Detroit Lake and, have fun, see in 3 or 4 hours. I mean, that's just a recipe for a 911 call and maybe a visit to the emergency room.
Yeah, just to be fair, I've always had it the exact opposite the way you describe it. It's the jet skiers that are irritating the boaters. Usually I'm out fishing somewhere and those damn jet skis, are just circling around you and they're coming close to you, and it's like, how many feet do you need? You get the whole lake, and they always come within like so many yards of you. And it's just, I just want to sit here in my boat. I just want to fish. Leave me alone. But,
I know. I mean, I think for the most part, for the people that are listening, we're preaching to the choir. Like, you've got all these recreation lakes and all these recreation areas, and, there's Eric, with his little fishing boat sitting in the back bay, just going, okay, could you just leave me alone, please?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, all right, before we run out of time, I want to make sure we mention this. Electronic posting, we run out of time for that?
We have until July 1st, and, as you referenced a little bit, maybe some rain coming through different spots and around the area this weekend. And if you are a landowner in North Dakota and you want to post your property electronically, the deadline is coming up on July 1st. So, I mean, things are coming here pretty quick. Like here, hate to signal, the July flag. A lot of times, that scurries people up. But hey, July is coming. I'm not going to deny the calendar a couple weeks away. So, if you want to electronically post your property, we do have a July 1st deadline. I want to emphasize that in North Dakota, you can electronically post. You can physically post your property. You can do both of those. We have a lot of people that do that. But if you want to electronically post it, you do need to hit that July 1st deadline. If you've done it before, it's rather simple to re-enroll your electronically posted property. If you've never done it before, I'd encourage you to try it now. And if you run into some hang-ups, you know, maybe ask a neighbor, maybe ask a friend or a son or a daughter, and they can help you out. But if you do run into some significant obstacles, it gives you a little time to contact our Bismarck headquarters office, who is open until 5 p.m. on a Friday. Okay. You can give them a call, 701-328-6300, and they can help you out, Eric.
Doug Lear, anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, I want to encourage people to get outdoors. I mean, you know, we're knocking on the door of July. Get out there and fishing. You know, you might have a little rain here, a little rain there, but if you got a spot, get out there, go for a Sunday drive on a Friday afternoon, on a Saturday morning. It's a beautiful time of year. You see those young fawns, the young little pheasants out there. So, yeah, just get outdoors, go for a walk, go for a drive. Stay safe, obey the rules, and have some fun outdoors, Eric.
All right, very good. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great weekend. Thanks so much, Eric.
This is Farm Talk.